The National Peanut Board is disappointed in Southwest Airlines, which announced that it will stop serving peanuts on flights as of August 1st. Another airline change announced this week, American Airlines will stop using plastic straws and drink stirrers in its lounges this month, and will stop using them on planes later this year. Joining us now is Seth Kaplan from Airline Weekly. Hi, Seth.
I don't think there's any snack that is as big a part of any airline's brand as peanuts were to Southwest. They used to have peanuts fairs. There was a book called Nuts.
Really? About Southwest Airlines?
Yeah, exactly. So that was their thing, and the peanuts fairs, that was their way of saying, hey, we'll give you peanuts, not a lot else, but it'll be, cheap and reliable. They held on. As you said, not the first airline, American and United have already done this, among others, but you can imagine them being a little more reluctant than others to go along with what has become a trend in the industry.
But how did they deal then with people who have peanut allergies?
Well, when somebody told them that they were, highly allergic to peanuts, they wouldn't serve peanuts on that flight. Hmm. That, by the way, is how Delta still handles it. Delta hasn't yet taken peanuts off, but they say, hey, if you have an allergy, just let us know and we won't serve peanuts on that flight.
Is it likely to impact Southwest bottom line to not be able to advertise that they've got free peanuts on board?
Highly unlikely. look, this is an airline that has its very loyal following.
Right.
There will be some people who will be nostalgic about the peanuts. But no, in the end, people are going to choose airlines based on the reasons they usually choose them.
Right.
Price, schedule, other things about service. Peanuts probably pretty far down the list.
So what about American Airlines deciding to move away from plastic straws and stirrers? They're going to eliminate, they say, 71,000 pounds of plastic a year. Of course, this follows Starbucks doing the same thing, getting rid of plastic straws by 2020. How big a change is that for an airline like American?
Yeah, another one of those socially conscious moves, one of those things you obviously wouldn't have seen years ago, but this is where the world is going. They probably saw, hey, this is going to happen, and so you might as well get out there in front of it and get the positive publicity that you get from being the first giant airline to do it in America rather than the second or third.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, another thing that airlines are worried about right now is fuel prices. A lot of people seeing gas prices the highest in years, but airlines are also very reliant on, a stable fuel price so that they can make money when they charge people for the tickets.
Yeah, people who drive cars, when you see that price at the pump going up, you can bet that airlines also are paying more for what for some of them is the most expensive thing they buy. When you look at costs for airlines, labor costs, their employees always very high. That's always one or two. And the other one that's number one or two, depending on how expensive fuel is indeed fuel prices. And when fuel prices start ticking up, that means that the kind of airfares that airlines need in order to break even and make some money, well, that level tends to go up too. And so over the long term, it tends to push airfares up, even though it's not something that happens from one day to the next. And airfares are still right down near their historical lows in inflation-adjusted terms. But no question, it does pinch airlines and ultimately travelers.
That's Seth Kaplan at Airline Weekly. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.